So everything that I'm going to say is just a guess. And I think you just need to know that. I'm only guessing. Now, I'll give you some reasons for the guesses, and you can then make up your own mind and make your own guesses. We begin, because it seems like we ought to, by looking at President-elect Trump's campaign website, in which we see reference to reducing taxes across the board, but ensuring that the rich pay their fair share, a mantra most usually in recent times identified with Democrats rather than Republicans. The usual compression of income tax brackets from 7 to 3, which is kind of normal Republican platform stuff. 138% increase in the standard deduction, capping itemized deductions at $200,000 for a married couple. Now, that affects charity, of course, and other things, and that may be ominous. As to business tax, where there was more focus during the campaign, lowering the business tax rate from 35% to 15%. And then finally, the Trump plan will repeal the death tax. 8 words. That's all there is. And it goes on to say, but capital gains held until death and valued over $10 million will be subject to tax to exempt small businesses and family farms. That's the way it was written. There's no typo there. And it goes on to say, to prevent abuse, contributions of appreciated assets will not be allowed. I take it that means the deduction won't be allowed, but oh well. But let's think about this. Repealing the death tax, 8 words, and then the capital gains proposal, the tax on realized appreciation at death. It looks that way, with an exemption of $10 million of value. It says value.